We're back with more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie Knorr. Thanks for joining us. This winter has seemed never-ending, and most of us are pretty tired of the cold. But Lake Effect essayist Gerianne Haislett got to thinking about the people for whom the cold weather is more than just inconvenient.
Wisconsin's recent spate of frigid weather took me back to a blisteringly cold day last winter when I was leaving an office in a downtown high-rise. As I passed a young man in a first-floor corridor, which contained some retail shops and a cafe, he turned and said, "Do you have 75 cents you could let me have? I'm trying to catch the bus." I was struck by his face. Angelic is what came to mind. Round, sweet, boyish, not yet hardened by life's vagaries and injustices. His eyes were glistening, and he flashed an expectant half-smile. I gave him the stock answer I had honed during the many years I lived and worked in Los Angeles, where panhandling is ubiquitous. "I'm sorry," I said. "I don't have any money with me." He turned and walked away, a knit cap pulled low over his ears, and bundled in so many layers he waddled. I was shocked as I hurried toward the parking structure. "Why did I say that?" I wondered as shame crept up my neck. "What is wrong with me? 75 cents. That's all he asked for. 75 cents. I kept on going, my legs working like sticks of wood. He was even specific about what he wanted it for, an inner voice chided. I had the money, maybe not the exact change he asked for, but a few dollar bills, and I could have easily given him one. I still could. I could run back and do it. But no, that would expose my fib. "But isn't that the ploy?" another voice chimed in. 75 cents from you, 50 cents from somebody else. It adds up. Some panhandlers do pretty well, and it's a lot easier than getting a real job." "What?" the first voice shot back. "You think he'd rather be out here in this god-awful cold than filling orders at a burger joint? Or that it's easier to beg money from strangers than to pick up trash dropped by mall shoppers? Did he really look like he was doing pretty well?" Pushing through the parking structure door, I thought about the great scold I am about people in this country not wanting to take care of others, about those who disparage social safety nets and say we shouldn't be a nanny state. Was being a hypocrite any better? With my car in sight, I remembered a plastic bag of quarters in the glove compartment for parking meters and toll roads. No matter what, I decided, that man could use 75 cents a lot more than I would miss it. With that bag of quarters, I could save face and help him with bus fare at the same time. But would I be able to find him? I decided to try. Bag in hand, I hustled back into the building and scanned the long corridor stretching a city block ahead. No sign of a dark, waddling figure. I pressed on, knowing that the end of the corridor intersected with another one on the left. I reached it and turned, wondering how far I was willing to go before I would give up, when I spotted him a couple of hundred yards ahead. I quickened my pace and finally drew close enough to say, "Excuse me." He turned, surprised. "I'd like you to have this," I said, and handed him the bag. He looked even more surprised. I couldn't think of anything else to say, so I turned and left, feeling good. Mission accomplished. On the way back to my car, though, my steps slowed as a poem called "Convicted" popped into my head. I had written it years earlier, after passing, day after day, a small patch of green near my workplace in Los Angeles, where homeless men sat or stretched out in the warming sunshine and smoked cigarettes. It goes like this. I saw him there in grease-stained jeans, with grizzled chin and gaunt cheeks creased. He rummaged through the garbage can, with hunger shaking at his hand. "Man, how glad I am no one required I take a stand. Oh, I could have handed him some bread. I had the dough. But who's to know he wouldn't blow it on Jim Beam or extra smokes. No, I wash my hands of that bad blood. The streetlights wink. I think by dawn his form should fade. Well, many dawns have passed since that day last winter, but for me, that young man's form has yet to fade.
Lake Effect essayist Gerianne Hazlett is a writer and former journalist and court information officer. She lives in South Milwaukee and is the author of the book Anatomy of a Trial, Public Loss, Lessons Learned from the People versus O.J. Simpson. We'll take one last break and then we'll learn about how the success of Israeli television feeds American television. Lake Effect returns with that conversation in just a moment on WUWM.